about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to 90.1 CJSF. You're listening to the Sprout 90.1 CJSF.
Woohoo!
I fixed my chair.
Clap it up for Tona fixing his chair.
It does not creak anymore. I'm proud of myself.
All right. I am Bruno.
I am Bradley.
And I am Tona.
Bingo. We were talking about cringe, about how it's kind of different from what it was, like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Way back when.
History lesson for y'all.
History lesson for you guys. The three songs that you just listened to were Tunnel Vision by Doohickey Cubicle, Girls Can Be Outlaws 2 by Jackie Daniels, and Guardian Angel by Sophie.
Yeah, I think that's the name.
Tucker. Awesome. I wanted to talk about definitions that are clear cut, because I feel like it's difficult to have a discussion about what cringe is without defining it. So how does cringe feel like to you guys? Because everyone's felt it. Everyone's been like off put by an unfamiliar piece of media or art.
Yeah. I feel like the feeling of cringe is it's something new and it's something uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Tana?
I don't want to say uncomfortable.
Oh.
But it is.
But it is. Yeah, it is. Because your body tenses. It's like,
I don't like this.
You don't like it, right?
That is uncomfortable.
It's okay to say that, because they're social. Sometimes you say the wrong thing in a social setting. Mm-hmm.
I should not have said that.
Please.
Wrong.
It sucks. And that's that same feeling, I would say.
I should not be here.
Exactly. Yeah. But I also know there are things that I found cringy that I came around on.
Really?
Yeah. There's this artist, Will Wood, and the vocals just weren't for me, but the instrumentals were amazing on his tracks. And after a while of listening to that, and I was like, I'm just gonna listen to the instrumentals, it's just that at some point the voice just kind of stopped bothering me because I got used to it.
Yeah, you resonated to it.
I resonated with it. Exactly, yeah. I think that especially our generation is so, or maybe it's just like teenagers our age.
Yeah, it's probably teenagers.
It's probably just a teenager thing.
It's the generations.
Yeah. I don't think it's Gen Z, Gen Alpha.
Yeah,
Gen A?
Yeah.
Why did they go back on that? That's so strange.
I actually have no idea. There's Gen X, there's Millennials, there's no such thing as Gen Y, right?
No, there's not.
I think maybe it's just because teenagers are so afraid of sincerity, you know, where it's like, I don't want to be sincere. I don't want to be. You want me to? The things that are sincere, things that are like, I don't know, unashamedly massive, right? And like theatrical and all. I don't know. What comes to mind is My Chemical Romance. They're like extremely theatrical, pretty much throughout their entire run when they're still making music. And super massive, and had these like elaborate sets, and he has really big emotional songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a lot of like hijinks and that kind of thing on stage. Hijinks. When I say hijinks, they had a lot of they're very performative and very theatrical, very over the top. Mm-hmm. They were.
Okay.
They were. Okay. You have to come back down. Anyway. I think that's what they got ragged on a lot. I think that's what they still get ragged on, despite being really great musicians and artists, in my opinion, right? People can disagree. In my opinion, I think they're great artists. My point being, I think those kinds of like massive displays of emotion or performativeness make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess, out of like secondhand embarrassment, because it's kind of like a thing of like, I couldn't imagine myself in that position doing
exactly.
that.
Yeah. Right? You can't put yourself
can't put yourself in their shoes, and you can't imagine that without feeling embarrassed, because you would be so embarrassed to do that, and they're not, and that makes you feel weird. Right, or I guess
that's like my total mindset for that's cringe. Yeah, I totally.
Yeah.
But I guess, or that's what the initial feeling of being cringed out by something is.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, this is so confident and so sure of itself, and I couldn't possibly imagine maybe doing what they're doing or being sure of myself in that same way.
It's like, could not be me.
Right. And so you feel like, that's so embarrassing, because you
feel like a bit of respect.
When you
see something like that.
Yeah, I think people feel respect or they rag on it endlessly.
Because
you just hate on it because it's unfamiliar and because it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have a lot of respect for it. It's like, you know what? This isn't my thing, but I think it's really cool what they're doing. That they're experimenting with this sound, or that the singer sounds like this.
Oh yeah,
it's not my thing, but I think it's cool. Or it's not my thing, and this is bad, and this is bad music, and I hate it, and it's bad because it makes me uncomfortable. Or I guess, or maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but that's what it sounds. That's what the discourse sounds like to me.
Yeah.
I feel like the best way to put that is, especially for high schoolers, when you produce a piece of media, it could be music, could be storytelling, could literally or art, could literally be anything that's creative, and you produce that online. For high schoolers, say Tona, you produced a piece of music and you put that online.
Yep.
And a lot of high schoolers come up to you and like just criticize you and hate
like
you for
you
what you did.
You sound like a piece of crap. Like blah blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
And I feel like obviously everyone's opinions. When you get criticized for any piece of media or anything you produce online or even don't produce stuff online, you show it to people, and you get criticized by their opinions, that person most likely feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They
feel
like...
I think there's sometimes when you're looking for criticism and it's like, how can I improve this? Or what do you think of this?
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like, well, when I go to my friends to not rate, but like, critique something that I've made, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for like, I'm like, looking for their taste.
Yeah, look at other people's opinions. Make yourself
more to take it,
listenable.
Maybe not more listenable. Or that's just not my goal when I make stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or just like, just to take into account what they have to say, because feedback is important.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between constructive criticism and I hate this and this isn't music.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to start a riot, like in the early 1900s, again, with expressionism. It's like, this is awful. I don't like this. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to adapt to the criticism. You could just keep going that way.
You don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you seek it out, then I think that you're going to get a mixed bag, especially if it's on the internet in public.
Yeah, because not everyone's going to agree to what you make. There's always going to be someone who's going to.
There's always going to be a lot of people that dislike what you produce.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of people that like it or absolutely love it or like, it's not really my taste. But I can respect what you do.
Exactly. And I think a lot of the times it's important to know which criticism you actually do want to take to heart. Because with the stuff this is cringy because it's emotional and I can't possibly imagine being so vulnerable. That kind of stuff is not very helpful.
Very
to you.
Surface.
Exactly, because your superpower is your authenticity. And if I think regardless of whether or not they like it, the person that you're going to for criticism, and the criticism that should be listened to, is criticism that understands that your authenticity is what's going to make it good.
Yeah.
Right. And there are things you can improve, obviously, beyond that. Right.
And maybe of the people who do say those kind, they're like seeing more from you. They're expecting more. They can probably see a better future.
Exactly. And the people that don't want that,
they just see your downfall.
They just want to see you. They want to see you feel bad.
Yeah.
To make themselves feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that sense. And so I guess that's where that dialogue kind of starts and ends for me. Where it's like, well, I know that my worth comes from my authenticity as someone who makes things, as a maker of stuff. I know that that's something that has to be valued in everyone's, because everyone's form of creative expression is valid.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have just gone to marinate in it for longer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all I got.
Yeah, I mean that's fair enough. I mean I would say that's a lot of like deep thoughts from.
I think a lot.
I think.
Yeah.
Same, bro.
Anyway, I think I want to go to her last two songs. This is House in the Hills and A Shadow in the Wake. House in the Hills is by. Where's it by? Bradley. I can't see the names.
You never said any songs today, Bradley.
Carlton Stone? No, I did.
Carlton Stone off of.
Okay.
Off of Paper Cut. Shadow in the Wake is by Dallas David
Ochoa.
Yeah.
All right. Off of
Doing Our Best.
Sirens
and Sigils.
Yes.
Awesome.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best.
Yeah.
Hit it.
All right. We hope you enjoy.
Hope you enjoy. Hit it.
Yeah.
Just hit it.
Let's take it away.
Instagram, America's at war with the rain. When the shit hits the fan, I got a blunt on my nightstand, and the devil's in the White House. Even got the kids picking sides now. And someone stole my coat from the bar on New Year's Eve, and it was cold. I don't need a house in the hills. I don't need somebody else to pay my bills. Yeah, I just wanna fall asleep without my pills for real. Balenciaga jeans. I'm just getting tired of being scared of my dreams, yeah. When I fall asleep without my pills for real. I don't need a house in the hills. I don't need a house in the hills. An elephant was bathing in a vino, and a guy was shooting up down in Reno. Always good versus evil, and a K-pop star got too skinny. Someone got a face tattoo. Maybe I should make an appointment so my mom can say I'm such a disappointment for fucking up my chances of employment. I don't need a house in the hills. I don't need somebody else to pay my bills. Yeah, I just wanna fall asleep without my pills for real. Balenciaga jeans. I'm just getting tired of being scared of my dreams. Yeah, when I fall asleep, down my pills for real. I don't need a house in the hills. I don't need a house in the hills. Somebody else to pay my bills, yeah. I just wanna fall asleep without my pills for real. I don't need Balenciaga jeans. I'm just getting tired of being scared of my dreams, yeah. When I fall asleep without my pills for real. I don't need a house in the hills.
Thank you so much for listening to CJSF.
The Sprouts.
The Sprouts on 90.1.
Mm-hmm. We are here every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m.
2 to 3 p.m. Coming up next is Free Voices.
Yeah. Very unique
we
show.
We recommend.
They're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cool.
They are, really.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks so
we
much
will
for,
see you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah,
same
next
time.
Week.
Yeah.
And sprout you later.
Sprout you later.
Sprout you later.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.